go ahead and take a short break. Let me one other thing. Let me ask you: what did you use the cattle for primarily?
Beef.
For beef. And tell me about that. Now you would raise the cattle, and then you would sell it to other people for beef,
We calve the cows out in the spring, run them until they're in the fall of the year or the first of the year, and then we sell them. Okay. And they're generally not big enough yet to go into the feedlot. Okay. So someone has to carry those over another 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, and then they go to the feedlot.
How many would you sell each year?
Well, we try to sell 100%, but we don't get it done.
Try to sell all of them.
Yeah.
All, you said you
had about... We keep a certain percent of heifers for replacement. Mm-hmm. We have to sell so many cows every year, old age, and bad eyes, lumps, and so forth.
And primarily, what did you feed your cattle?
Primarily, grass and hay. We supplement them with grain in the winter.
And grain, this wasn't grain that you grew yourself,
no.
You bought?
Corn or barley.
Okay. And where did you buy the grain?
Through an elevator.
Okay. Was that one nearby?
Yes.
And where did you, where were the cattle sold?
Well, different places. We have a livestock market here in Lyman, one over Brush. Sold through a sale ring. And last year we sold them through the VDO, Denver VDO, I guess.
And who usually buys the cattle?
Different people.
Different people. Is it mostly beef companies?
No, it's generally, I'd say individuals going to take them on, run them to a yearling.
Okay. Okay.
So then they'll sell them to a feedlot.
Okay. So a lot of times you didn't sell them directly to feedlots.
No. They're generally not big enough.
Okay.
In our operation, we don't have enough to.
So you raised them when they were very young. That was
we calve them
your,
out.
That was you. How many young calves would you have each year? How many could you expect to be born in a particular year?
Well, every cow we keep has a calf, mm-hmm. as we pregnant. Those cows ever fall. Mm-hmm. So the only reason she don't have a calf is through the weather or something unforeseen. She has birth trouble or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
But we shoot for 100%, but we never reach.
Okay.
If we have I'd say if we have 90%, we think we did pretty good.
Did you lose a lot of them in the wintertime?
Well, we have, sometimes.
Does the cold weather get them, or?
Sometimes, of course.
Were there predators that you had to worry about?
No, not too much predators. More of the elements. Then maybe calving problems or something to that effect. And then we have death loss that they just up and die, and we don't know why. The vet doesn't.
How many people helped you on the ranch? How many people worked on the ranch?
We got, I got two boys, and they've got another hand helping me. There's three of them.
So, and when you were running in charge of things?
About the same number.
About the same. You had usually had about two hands helping you, two or three hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work for two or three people, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, we start calving in February. And we have these cattle sheds, and they'll calve those cows through those sheds clear up until March. So pretty near every one of them go through a shed bedded down, which pays off, and still we lose them.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break here. And,